Hello, hello. Welcome to another quick edition of the Mental Health and the Messiah on the We Still Genesis podcast. I know that you haven't heard from me in a while, but trust me, if you go back to previous recordings, I have so much for you to keep you going until you hear from me again. And hey, we need to practice what we preach. So I am a big advocate for mental health, and I am a big advocate for pausing within our day-to-day activities when you feel the need to. You need to listen to your body and listen to how your mind or what your mind is telling you to do. And sometimes you need to, you know, go out in silence and build yourself in the word, or, you know, with great thoughts, and then you can come back stronger. So welcome to this quick edition, and I call it quick because it's a reflection over a verse and something to pump you up for this week ahead. And guess what? Today is America's Independence Day. You know, that's amazing. It's always fireworks. I remember last year I was in DC and I was able to go to the National Mall to experience this amazing fireworks. And till date, I was thinking to myself this morning, like, I don't regret doing that. I had to do that alone. And in the moment, I was like, oh my gosh, like, how am I gonna go by myself and, you know, enjoy this? My friend wasn't able to join me. She canceled last minute, but I still went. And thinking about it a year later, I'm so grateful because I have so many videos and beautiful pictures that I can go over today to remind myself of how blessed I am and how blessed the United States continues to be. So diving right in, I was reflecting on Psalms 145 verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. The entirety of things he created. So today being Independence Day, it reminds me a lot about freedom. And as you know, I also come from Ghana, so independence does mean a lot to me. And typically I always want to think of it as a day to remind us about freedom in our thoughts, freedom in our actions, but also taking charge of what freedom exactly means to us. So personally, taking charge of my mental health and emotional health in the midst of today's chaos, like, there's so much going on in the United States and all over the world, a lot of people dying, you know, a lot of just like really crappy news you don't want to hear about. But you know, it's important that feeding myself in the word of God, and the word of God consistently reminding me that God's tender mercies is over all his works and the entirety of things, gives me that assurance in my head. I mean, that's what faith is all about, right? You know, hoping for things that we've not yet seen. And it's really important to build that way, although it's very difficult for certain people to do this because, you know, they are personally affected by some of these things. Like, for example, the shooting in Uvalde, I could not imagine, like, I can't even think about it. But these are the realities of the world that is happening in people's families. So I think that, you know, as it relates to the verse for today, building my love for my family and community in a healthy way. Sometimes some people or some incidents happening can make us to be, you know, calloused or cause a lot of bitterness and prevent us from feeling love. But like I said, let the verse consistently remind you, let God's word, it's a very important tool for me, and I'm a big advocate of the word of God, because when you know how God works, sometimes, you know, that can give you some, like, a sense of healing, because it's really very, very difficult to find it in this world. Imagine, like, all these shootings and everything happening, and, you know, the news agencies going right into the families and little children and asking them how they feel. It's kind of like a lot. But anyways, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his works. Basically, due to this merciful nature of God, he cannot turn back in his own creation. And of course, he made a promise back in Noah's time that he will never destroy the world again. So his word here in Psalms is very important to us, to, you know, help us overcome bitterness. not hold on to things that we can't control. We can only do our best to, you know, do well to take over the things we can control. So if his merciful nature is inviting us back in, then we should be willing to go to God, because it's open. Like, over and over again, no matter how many times people hurt us or we hurt ourselves, his arms are open and it's a great invitation to go back in. So today, let those words resonate in your heart. Okay, let the word resonate in your heart. Let the Psalms resonate in your heart on how to forgive yourself, forgive people, and take back the power over every bitter occurrence that hinders your heart to radiate with love, because that is true freedom. Let God's mercy work on the things out of your control, and let the same mercy work within you to build on the things you can control. So, which brings me to the fact that praying for ourselves, praying for others, and instead of complaining, possibly praying for our country and our world, so that, you know, it's us trying to make this prayer not to maybe possibly like people who have passed on due to craziness that is happening in the world cannot come back, but the prayers can, you know, help us teach our children in schools, teach our children in the churches, you know, raise the new generation to become better people. Because there was a time back then when things weren't this crazy, and that's because people were more principled and people thought more about people and not just about themselves, and people had more time with their families. Therefore, there was a lot of love and support. But these days, you know, the world keeps pushing us to do so much, so that can be a huge issue when it comes to our mental health. So I leave you today with a prayer that may God truly open your mind and your heart to what freedom is. May he bring you out from a state of bitterness into a true place of love and comfort, because his mercies are new every morning. And may you be able to take advantage of that and give yourself a chance to experience God's love. So once again, my name is Shadia. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Share it with a friend, like it, comment, and let me know how you feel, and thank you.